Thanks so much for downloading our podcast.
You're listening to Pop Queers on Joy 94.9.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Hold the recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes.
Brand new show, Tired Old Compy.
Stop. Hello. Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz. Whether you're listening to us live Thursday at 6 p.m. on Joy 94.9, or if you've subscribed to our wildly successful podcast, Joy's, of course, Australia's LGBTQIA plus radio station, and you've landed here on episode 77 of Pop Quiz. It's our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture, and some pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, D. Mason. I am 100% COVID. Thrilled to be back and ready to roll with two fabulous and talented contestants. I'm joined, as always, at a COVID-safe distance by Joy's number one adjudicator, coming to us all the way from rehab, where she's battling a Wordle addiction. Is that right, Gail?
Serious.
And buying a consonant for Team L. It's Pop Quiz designated survivor. It's Gay. Gayley Davidson.
Woo! Hi, Dee. I usually say, how are you? But I can clearly see you're not well.
You know what? I thought I was up to it, and it may turn out that I'm not, but I'm going to push on. Of course, there is no show without punch, but our producer, scorekeeper Gabe, is on her actual job today. So our talent coordinator has stepped into the breach. Welcome to the scoreboard, Tamsin of Seddon. Hi, Tams.
Hello, lovelies. How is everyone?
Not welcome.
Good.
No, now, not good and good. Correct.
This is normally where I go off script, which is probably the time I shouldn't. But you know how you make up your porn star name by
Fluffy, you know, Biscuit.
Right out of the gate, Fluffy Biscuit. Mine, I get Rada Horn from.
I bet you do.
What's yours, Gail?
Is it a street first, and dog?
No, first pet, mother's maiden.
Or grandmother.
It's Harley Dealton.
Ooh, that's a bit posh.
Sounds like a stud.
I think Rada Horn might be the winner. But I've got a new one, which is take your two grandmother's maiden names to make Melbourne hipster cafe. Mine would be Hazel and Emily.
Oh, mine would be Catherine Grace. Posh. We do afternoon teas only.
Orphanelli Jolly.
What? Sorry?
Orphanelli Jolly. Italian and English.
It's absolutely
a fabulous tea. Yeah. Fabulous tea and great lasagna is what you get at my cafe.
Wow, we have a winner. That's excellent.
As you know, Gail, each week on Pop Quiz, we throw together two completely separate humans and we pit their wits and knowledge against each other for the chance to win quite unimpressive prizes from our Pop Quiz gift shop. But Gail, I understand you have a celebrity surprise for us. Tell us, who do you have for us from the celebrity world tonight?
We're serving up a twofer on tonight's show. We're absolutely thrilled to welcome our international guests to Pop Quiz. You may know them from their show Victory Flaps, or perhaps you are one of the millions of people who listen to Carol the Cracker Packer on YouTube. Not only winners of musical comedy awards at the Leicester Comedy Festival and Chortle Awards, but they have their very own special Alive on Stage streaming on Amazon. They are musically amazing and stupidly funny, visiting us all the way from the UK, lead sopranos for teams L and Ally, and currently performing their show Sweet Release at the Spiegel Tent as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It's the hilariously harmonic Flo and Joan.
Woo! Hello.
Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Welcome. This is very, very exciting.
Isn't it, though? How have you found the Melbourne audiences compares the because you've done your Canada works as well as the UK.
Yes, we've had the Melbourne's are great, really great, really, really great. Like better than the first time we came here, we had a bit of a rough time for the first couple of weeks. So we're expecting the same thing to happen again. But straight out the gate, everyone's been great. The audiences have skewed a lot younger as well. We were used to sort of like 30s and above, but we're getting like a lot of youngies in, which is new ground for Flo and Joan.
We're really sound really old.
Sorry.
Well, maybe we finally twigged onto the fact that you weren't a couple of grandmas.
The name does make it sound like we're 90 for sure.
Definitely not. So the show is going at the Spiegel Tent. I saw you back when you were here last time, which was probably 3 years ago, and you were at the town hall.
Yeah, 2019.
And you've copped the Spiegel Tent. How are you enjoying that?
It's mad. It's really cool. Like, the town hall was really nice the first time we did it. And then when they said the Spiegel Tent this year, it looks really lovely and grand. And you expect there to be like aerialists like drooping from the ceiling and people juggling and stuff, like beautiful, long, lithe limbed people sort of dancing around. So it's, I feel like as an audience member, when we sort of walk out like a pair of stubbies and scream songs for an hour, it doesn't quite live up to the aesthetic world of the tent. But I think we fill it just about. But yeah,
it's a great really nice. Venue to see things in too.
Yeah.
When you get the drum kit out there and you can use the space and you are lithe of limb. I think it works well. And I think everybody should get out to see Flo and Joan down there at the Spiegel Tent. It's a great
I noticed your show finishes here on April 24th and then you open in Wales on the 29th of April. Mm-hmm. So why such a long break? Anyway, having a little, you need a little lie down somewhere.
Yeah, we're gonna have a little 10-minute nap and then get back to the show we're doing in Wales as well. It's right in the middle of nowhere. It's a place called Machynlleth, I think.
Machynlleth.
People just call it Macfest. It's really like it. Yeah, it's called Machynlleth. So we're really like diving straight in from central Melbourne to just a woods with a theatre in, I think is probably what it's going to be.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you could get from Melbourne to the middle of Wales in 4 days.
We'll go via London for sure. We'll do one little nap in our house and then get back in the car.
Yeah. Go up there.
Oh, well, I bet you're wondering what you walked into. It is, in fact, a quiz show. I am, in fact, the host, and Gail is, in fact, the official Joy 94.9 pop quiz adjudicator. Gailey, for the love of God, how are we going to make this work?
I'm wondering that myself, dear. It'll go like a dingo chasing a baby. There are four rounds. We'll explain it all as we go along. Each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz in at any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. The winner goes home with our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, Gail. That sounds like a great time to prize open the doors of our Pop Twiz gift shop. Tell us, what are our lucky winners going home with tonight?
Dee, you know we love to find an appropriate prize for our international guests to ensure we represent our people, nay, our country, at its very best. And with the creative direction of our own Gabe Hogan, who found this little gem, I think we've done it. This is a classic. As visitors, you may not be aware of this biological invader threatening Australia. No, not white people. Although the cane toad was also an introduced species that quickly became a pest. And as always, our frontline response is to turn them into ridiculous trinkets. Tonight's prize is the classic cane toad stuffed and turned into a key ring. What makes it particularly haunting, it is only half a toad.
Oh,
there's no back legs. But to make up for that, there's definitely googly eyes.
Okay. Okay.
The lucky winner will be able to horrify their friends and ensure their keys will never be stolen. G'day.
Well, we know that you girls love a bit of tchotchka, because it does feature in the show. No spoilers here. In an arm wrestle, who's likely to win that? Well, you don't have to arm wrestle. You can just smart it off tonight.
I will happily lose. I'm very competitive, but I would happily get it wrong. You.
I'd take that on a key ring for sure.
You love shit like that.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. I mean, I'm not obsessed with it, but I do it over.
Oh, you will be.
Oh, you will.
There's his back legs. Where are the back legs?
The back legs are a problem. It will. It looks like I've not looked after it properly if the back legs are missing.
Come on, it looks like it's got human hands.
Yeah. It looks like, human arms.
Yeah. Hansen did say that it was scrote-like. I have no comment on that. Okay. No. As we're on the Zooms, when you know the answer, you put up your hand and say your name and Gail will call on you. Nicola, when you know the answer, you'll do this.
Nicola.
Correct.
And Rosie, when you know the answer, you'll do this.
Rosie.
Oh, I love it. You've really understood that.
We sound so keen. It's unreal.
I know.
It's time to do your thing. Ding your dong, because it's time for round one.
Round one is a non-current affair with news of recent vicinity. Buzz in and win 1 point for each correct answer. You have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can.
No news is still news when your time starts
now. Which country has announced a federal election for May 21st?
Nicola.
Nicola.
Australia.
That is correct. You are on the board.
What announcement did Britney Spears make this week?
Nicola.
Oh, Nicola.
She's pregnant.
That is correct. You really want that keyring, mate.
Yeah, I do. I want to beat Rosie.
Some states in the US are considering returning what form of execution for death row prisoners? Returning to what form of execution for death row prisoners? Some states in the US.
It's not a funny question. It's just an actual truth.
Hitting them on the head. Hitting them on the head.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
No. Yeah, no, it's a firing squad.
Jesus Christ.
That can't be true.
Yeah. America.
Oh, what a great day to be alive.
I know. Welcome to 2022.
Welcome to Melbourne National Comedy Festival. Question four. Jennifer Lopez has announced her engagement to who?
Nicola.
Nicola.
Ben Affleck. Right.
Oh. That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Emmanuel Macron is going up against which far-right candidate in the French election? Emmanuel Macron v. who in the French election? Far-right.
Can we make these questions just a little bit easier?
Oh, sure.
I have no idea.
It's European, right?
Yeah. It's Marine Le Pen, which is French for
Queen Elizabeth said what leaves one very tired and exhausted?
Nicola, being alive.
That should be true.
Being married to Prince Philip.
Yes, dead. even what? Since she's dead.
Then she's been so active recently. Great. Oh, she's having true. Prince Andrew in the family.
Is it COVID, Gail?
Is it COVID, D? 1 point to D.
Question seven. Hang on. A Brazilian newspaper has been forced to retract an online article announcing the death of who? A Brazilian newspaper forced to
retract. It relates to the last question.
Oh, Nicola.
Oh, Nicola.
Queen Elizabeth II.
That is correct. They reported that Queen Elizabeth died at age XX as a result of XXXX in the paper.
So, your logo here.
That's right.
Pirates.
Officials in Qatar have threatened to confiscate what type of flags in the upcoming World Cup?
Nicola.
Nicola.
Pride flags.
That is correct. Rainbow flags. Apparently for the safety of the person carrying it.
Uh-huh. Hate crime.
Hate crime. Woo-woo, our favourite.
We know who's the smart one. Let's hand over to Anton and see how the scores are looking at the end of round one.
Well, see, that was terrible.
Clearly, Nicola has way too much time on her hands and has been reading the news because she's on 5 and Rosie's on nothing.
That was a backhanded compliment if ever I had one.
I do have to say, I've been hardly looking at my phone at all while I've been here. I've been reading.
I'm giving you a point for that.
No, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tamsin.
Rosie
thank you.
Has one. Nicola
more of that energy.
Yeah, well done.
Unbelievable.
I like this game now. This is good.
Well, Gailey, I think that's a pretty good time to push on with round two.
Round two is our culture segment, and in recognition of our esteemed guests, we're playing a game we like to call Stop Touching Me. The question's all about famous sisters.
Oh, no.
Win 1 point for each correct answer. Never have been such devoted sisters when your time starts.
Now, who is Warren Beatty's famous actress sister? Warren Beatty's famous actress sister. Do you know Gail?
I have no idea. Bum, bum,
bum, bum. It is on the other page. Just hold the line. Shirley MacLaine.
Sweet Charity.
What a ledge. Yeah. I watched that film the other day.
And still didn't know.
It's amazing.
Question two, are the Pointer Sisters actually siblings?
Rosie? No. I mean, yes.
Yes, no. They really are.
You don't get that. You don't get that.
No, question. She doesn't get that.
Absolutely not.
So excited.
The answer is in the question.
Yeah, they really are. Poor sisters.
Question three. Elsa and Anna are royal sisters in which Disney
film? Rosie.
Nicola.
Frozen. Frozen.
Question four. Wow. Can you name two of Michael Jackson's sisters?
Nicola.
Rosie.
Nicola.
LaToya and Janet.
Correct.
Question five, father of which famous tennis playing sisters is the subject of a new biopic?
Rosie.
King Richard.
Sorry. Richard. Just Richard.
The sisters are called?
Tennis playing sisters.
What are the sisters called, Rosie?
Nicola.
Oh, Serena and Thingy. Serena
no, you
and
f***ed that up. You don't get
Venus.
That.
Venus. No, let me in.
Serena and Thingy.
No, I do not accept that.
Serena and Venus. Wait, I thought the question was the dad, wasn't it?
The father of which famous tennis?
Oh,
no, you don't get Serena a point for and that Venus. You didn't listen to the question and then you shit the bed on it anyway.
Pipe down. You're already 5,000 points ahead. It's Serena and Venus. I get that one.
We've got time for it.
You've never watched a tennis game in your life. That's a lie.
And I knew the answer.
Amazon consult. Question six. Name two of the five Kardashian-Jenner sisters.
Nicola.
Kim and Courtney.
Quick on your hand. Kim and Courtney. That's correct. Khloe, Kendall, Kylie. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
Great.
Question seven. Which American singing group of the swing and boogie-woogie eras was made up of sisters
Rosie.
Andrew Sisters.
That is correct.
Oh, that's actually good. Rare and good. Question eight. Who is Miley Cyrus's singing sister?
Nicola? Noah.
That is Noah. Just met her.
What is the surname of Authorly sisters responsible for Jane Eyre and
Wuthering Nicola.
Heights? Nicola.
Brontes.
The Brontes. Charlotte, Emily, and the lesser known Anne.
Final question 10. Which Aussie singing sisters and
Nicola?
Nicola.
The Minogues.
That is correct. I should be so lucky.
You should be so Nicola.
So what does Rosie get a point for in this round? Having done nothing.
Charity.
Yes, Tamsin. Thank you.
So I've got Rosie on 4 and Nicola on 11.
If you have just joined us, I think it's fair to say you've missed approximately half of the fun. This is episode 77 of Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. I'm your host, Dee Mason, and I'm joined by Joy's chief adjudicator, Gay Gailey Davidson, and our first reserve scorekeeper, Tamsin of Seddon. It's a heated battle between multi-award-winning musical comedy sister act Flo and Joan, who are here for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, playing the beautiful Spiegeltent at Arts Centre Melbourne until April 24. To get your tickets at comedyfestival.com.au. Now, Gailey, give us a ding-a-ling and let's get round 3 underway.
We're mixing up with a multiple choice round. You'll each be asked your own set of questions, so unhand your hands up. Tonight, our questions are about things that happened at the same time in history, because that's hilarious. Win a point for each correct answer. Rosie has won the toss and elected to go first. It's hammer time when your time starts.
Now, questions for you, Rosie. The building of the pyramids was in the same time period as what? Was it A, the Vikings raiding North America, B, the birth of Socrates, or C, woolly mammoths being alive? The building of the pyramids was in the same time as Vikings, Socrates, or woolly mammoths?
Vikings.
Incorrect.
What a surprise.
It was the last of the mammoths who were still alive.
I was thinking woolly mammoths are like really archaic, like really old school.
Yeah.
I think like they pre-humans.
Pyramids.
Pyramids.
Yeah, no, but they're not pre-human. That's right. I would have thought so too.
Question two. Japanese gaming company Nintendo was founded at the same time as what? Was it A, the jaw harp being invented, B, Jack the Ripper's crimes, or C, the release of the original King Kong movie? Japanese gaming company Nintendo was founded.
Wasn't it 1964 it was founded?
So was that the jaw harp, Jack the Ripper, or King Kong the movie?
It's important, Rosie. Don't get it wrong.
Yeah. I don't know when King Kong... That was black and white, wasn't it?
Yep.
King Kong.
You are 100% wrong. That was... it was founded in 1889, which was at the time that Jack the Ripper was...
Yeah. Devilish
a little something for our audience.
Don't bend down when Rimmer's around.
Nintendo was originally a playing card company.
Oh, no way.
Fax machine was patented in the same year as what? Was it A, the first Model T Ford was produced, B, man landing on the moon, or C, the first wagon train traveled the Oregon Trail across the US? The fax machine was patented in that year.
I'm going to guess... We've had a B and a C. I'm going to guess A.
I love your thinking, and it's wrong. 1843 was when the fax machine was patented at the same time as the first wagon trail travelled across the Oregon Trail. That was insane. Called the Electric Printing Telegraph.
That feels too early for the wagon stuff.
I mean,
you're calling me a liar?
Yeah, honestly, at this point, it feels like it. Because it's not me being a dumb bitch.
Nuh-uh. For sure.
Question four for you. When George Washington died in 1799, he did not know what existed. Was it A, dinosaurs, B, the Russian Empire, C, false teeth?
When false teeth.
He didn't know about false teeth, Gail?
Yeah, jumped in there and it was dinosaurs.
Oh.
No way.
The first fossil was found 25 years after his death.
Oh, my God.
Final question for you. Number five, Star Wars came out in the same year as what? Was it A, the invention of the post-it note, B, the first episode of Neighbours, or C, the last guillotine execution in France?
Oh, that's quite recent, the last guillotine, isn't it? I'm going to say guillotine because it was, like, oddly recent.
Yay! You are correct.
I didn't know that.
Oddly Finally. Recent. It was 1977.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's too much.
Not ideal.
Oh, thankfully I got one. Oh my gosh, I was starting to have an existential crisis there. God.
Read, let alone answer. Okay. Now, five questions. Question number one, the USA is older than what current nation? Is it A, Japan, B, Italy, or C, Greece? The USA is older than what current nation? Japan, Italy, or Greece?
Italy?
Correct. You are right. Sorry, go on, Dee. I was just going to say also Germany is younger. They were both really? Were a union of city-states until the early 1800s or some such thing.
Question two, which of these is the oldest? A, Oxford University, B, the Aztec Empire, or C, Joe Biden?
The Aztec Empire.
It's Oxford University.
Really?
Has been in operation since 1096.
I was thinking like 1700s maybe. Yeah. I thought that even pitched it quite old. Wow.
Question three. Legendary TV journalist Barbara Walters was born in the same year as who? Was it A, Elvis Presley, B, Anne Frank, or C, Jesus?
Elvis Presley.
Anne Frank.
Oh, come on. Give the
girl. How old is Barbara Walters?
Same very, age. Very old.
I thought she was old.
Same age as Anne Frank.
Oh, yeah.
1929.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm.
Question four, it was possible to catch the London Tube to what? Was it A, see Shakespeare perform in his own plays, B, gladiator battles in the London Colosseum, or C, public hangings at Newgate Prison?
Public hangings.
Definitely.
Yes.
Worth the ticket.
Well done. Question five, the drug ecstasy was created the same year as what? Was it A, the invention of Vegemite, B, the sinking of the Titanic, or C, the first episode of EastEnders?
I'm going to say Vegemite.
You say it, but it's wrong.
Oh. Is it? That's a shame.
It was the sinking of the Titanic, 1912.
I'd say mad. Was it called ecstasy that time?
It was MDMA. It was originally created as an anticoagulant. But then it wasn't until the 60s that a bunch of psychologists started using it for tripping purposes.
And then they put it in cough mixture.
And then it really took off. Ended up in cough mixture. And here we are.
Wow.
Yeah.
over to Tamsin to see how the results are looking at the end of round
three. Oh, Rosie, you've been doing so much reading. It has been so deeply unhelpful. I'm so sorry to say you are on 5 and Nicola is on 13.
Bloody hell.
That's a way train. But I think this round that we've got coming up, Gail, will be the evener.
It's
said that. What are the scores, Tamsin, again? 5 and 13?
Absolutely. 5 for Rosie and 13 for Nicola. So what does Rosie need to do to basically win?
9 out of 10 questions, right?
Done.
Well.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to laugh then.
I believe in myself. If I don't, then no one will.
We all do.
It's a good round, Gail. We all do. Feels like a good time for our 4th and final round.
We're back on the hands up for round 4. Okay. There are no spoilers here at Pop Quiz, so for no particular reason, we have a round of questions about geese and witches.
Okay.
Bubble, bubble, honk, honk when your time starts.
Now, a group of geese is called a...
Rosie. That was me, for sure. A gaggle.
That was Rosie.
As a gaggle.
That is correct.
That was so sorry.
That's all right. We've got a beeper.
Okay, sorry.
Question 2. What was the name of the good witch in The Wizard of Oz?
Nicola.
Rosie.
Nicola.
Glinda.
Glinda is correct.
Question 3. What is a cross between a swan and a goose called?
Nicola.
Nicola.
A swoose.
A swoose is correct.
I was going to say that, but then thought I would be the dumb one saying it as a joke. Oh, no. That's so annoying.
No, she's the dumb one saying it.
And you got it right.
Can I have a point for that, Tamsin? For not being the dumb one to get it right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah!
Tamsin, we need to have some words.
What decade was the last woman charged under the Witchcraft Act in England? What decade was the last woman charged?
Nicola.
Nicola?
Was it the 1960s?
It was not. It's your time to steal, Rosie.
Decade. We literally went to a castle that was about witches a few weeks ago.
In Australia.
The last person prosecuted. The last person prosecuted. I'm going to say, actually.
Charged.
Charged.
No, don't. Yep, keep going where you're going.
Charged. I'm going to say, this is so wrong, but the 50s, because I don't know if it was far off the 60s.
Well, you're closer, so you get it. It was 1944 for bogus seances as opposed to real seances.
Bogus.
No. We should call our next show Flo and Jones Bogus Seance.
Logan Joga's Bogus Seance.
Yeah.
What is the name of the...
Pate.
What is the name of the pate made from the liver of a...
Nicola.
Hello, Nicola.
Is it foie gras?
It is foie gras, foie gras, which is French for fat liver. Anyone?
Got one.
The witches have what famous line in Shakespeare's Macbeth?
Rosie?
Hubble, bubble, toilet and trouble.
That is correct. Fire burn and cauldron bubble.
Rosie was once in a musical of Macbeth.
That's the only reason I know. I also studied Shakespeare.
There's a musical?
There shouldn't have been, but there was.
How many does it take to fill a down jacket?
What's a down jacket?
Like a feather jacket.
Feather jacket.
Like what was the question? How many
puffer
beast does it take to fill a down jacket? It sounds like a joke, but it's much.
I'm going to guess Rosie.
Rosie.
25.
Incorrect.
To the pin.
Nicola for the steal.
62.
You are closest. It's 75 geese down.
Ooh, that brings us to the end of round 4. Gail, that's nail-biting stuff. But while Tamsin is tallying up the scores for the final round, let's have a word from our supporters. And you're back with Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We're at the curtain call bit of the show, Gail, when I get to ask the question of Tamsin. Are we in a position, Tamsin, to anoint a winner for episode 77 of Pop Quiz? Or will I have to drag out that old tiebreaker question one more time?
No, it's all good. There's a clear winner. And Nicola, your T-shirt is fabulous, so you definitely got a point for that. Thank you very much. Sorry, Rosie, despite your hair being glorious. Rosie's on 10 and the clear winner. Nicola, does that make you the smarter or the better sister? I think you're both fabulous. On 18. Oh, yes, yeah. You get the scrotum keyring.
I get the scrotum keyring.
That scrotum comes straight to you.
It looks we'll get that scrotum like to you.
The texture of that as well. Skin. It looks like skin.
Yeah. I can't comment on that. I wouldn't know.
It's not a pretend. Dead animal, isn't it?
It is an actual dead animal, yeah.
Is it actually for real?
Yeah, yeah.
It's coming right at you.
It's not like a mold of it, like it's the real one.
It's an actual,
one.
You might have to declare it getting back into the
universe. I was going to say, I'm going to win this quiz and be really smug about it and then get put in jail for like most of my life. Trying to smuggle in half a toad to the UK.
Half a toad. Oh, dear.
Brilliant. That is sadly all we have time for. Big congratulations to our contestants, Flo and Joan. You can see them playing at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival until Sunday, the 24th of April. Shows are at 8 p.m. at the famous Spiegel Tent at Arts Centre Melbourne Forecourt. Tickets via comedyfestival.com.au. And it is really worth following them on the socials at Flo and Joan. Shout out to Gay Gailey, the official pop quiz adjudicator, to our stand-in scorekeeper, the amazing Tamsin of Seddon, and as always, to our long-suffering podcaster, the very silent Jamie Holt. I've been Dee Mason. We'll see you here next week. Same pop time, same pop station. It's Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.